What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Hey. Greetings, Funksters, and welcome to the TGIF show. I'm Bob Stolk, your guide for this fun audio adventure into the genre and subgenres of funk music. And we definitely got the funk going with that version of the classic tune I Heard It Through the Grapevine, done here by Zapp and Roger Troutman. And yes, of course, this tune has a story. You probably remember the version done by Gladys Knight and the Pips. I used to have the 45 single that I played all the time. Well, she wasn't the first to record it. The Miracles were, back in 1966. But their version wasn't released until August 1968, when it was included on their album Special Occasion. The second recording was done by Marvin Gaye in the beginning of 1967, but it was the third to be released. It was placed on his 1968 album In the Groove a year and a half later, where it gained the attention of radio disc jockeys and overtook the Gladys Knight and the Pips version of being the biggest hit single on the Motown label Tamla. The Gaye recording has since become an acclaimed soul classic. So, the first release and third recording of Grapevine was done by Gladys Knight and the Pips, recorded on June 17, 1967 in Motown Studio A, with Norman Whitfield as producer. Whitfield had worked as producer on the previous two recordings and had worked with Barrett Strong, the song's originator, adding lyrics to Strong's basic Ray Charles-influenced gospel tune and the single chorus line of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. After hearing Aretha Franklin's version of Respect, Whitfield rearranged Grapevine to include some of the funk elements of the Muscle Shoals rhythm section. According to David Ritz, Whitfield set out to record a song that would out-funk Aretha. Yes, that version was funky, but not quite as funky as the Zapp one. Just my opinion. So let's get back to the funky tunes, starting here with George Duke.
Cause I'm gonna take you to the water and make you drink.
Party, baby.
Cause a funk show will make you stay.
Say what?
Yeah. If you let the funk hit your eye, you're gonna turn into a spot.
Don't you try?
Let the funk in your heart, baby. Funk not only kills, it amp kills.
Bye-bye.
No, before we do that, I'm gonna take you to the bridge and drop you off into some funk.
Yeah.
bells are tingling in your hip bone, or won't you sing it, baby? Play on, baby.
Thank you. Yeah.
We wanna be with the people that we see on the B-side. On the B-side. They wanna stay with the numbers and the names on the A-side. On the A-side. Your life's on the line if you're spending too much time on the A-side.
This is the TGIF show on your Island Connection KVSH Vashon, where we just heard the Smudge All-Stars doing a tune called B-Side. So, who exactly are they? The Smudge All-Stars is Richie Stevens' London-based funk soul collective, encompassing celebrated artists such as George Clinton, Lee Scratch Perry, Alfred Pee-wee Ellis, and many more. A star-studded funk collective. Before them, That band from Brooklyn and New Orleans, the Pimps of Joytime, doing their tune, Gangsta Funk. This version was recorded live at High Sierra 2013 in Quincy, California, with Jam in the Van. And we started off with George Duke, doing a funky tune called Reach for It, the title tune from his 1977 album. He's known primarily for his 32 solo albums, of which A Brazilian Affair from 1979 is his most popular, as well as his collaborations with other musicians, particularly Frank Zappa. You're listening to the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSHLP, Vashon, 101.9 FM, and streaming on voiceofvashon.org, where you can find a couple of my past shows and listen to the other wonderful shows we produce here at Voice of Vashon. Now, back to the funky tunes, starting off with a band named Ozo Multi.
Little hand jive, fellas.
I know a cat named Way Out Willie. He got a cool little chicken rockin' Thank you.
on, look at the paper and what do I see? The year is 1963, really things can be what they seem. I'm either going mad or is this a dream? I close my eyes for a little time, instead of that I wake at 9:30. It's not at night, so I sit to a club. Could you believe the Jazzy's called a rub? I couldn't believe my eyes, a crowd on the woogie, and a band with a band play the boogie. The band played the boogie. The band played the boogie. And the band played the boogie. Can't believe my ears, my eyes. So many words, what fools and wives. Asking people, are they telling me lies? Do they think I'm mad cause all I hear are sighs? How can a man jump 40 years back? I wanna go home, wanna be on my track. Jump on a bus up to the East End. Ain't this a time when the Queens wins win? Shook their hand and I went in the club. They were playing old song in the room for no dub. The people in the house were going mad with the woogie and the band. With the band play the boogie. The band played the boogie. The band played the boogie. And the band played the boogie. Thought I'd look around a while. Check out the places and the latest style. Clean cut suits and short size skirts. The little heels and nice clean shirts. Where's everybody in their baggy jeans? Today's things of them look like big dreams. Everywhere I go, you got a Speedo's thing. Girls screaming bodies for boys that sing. I took the signal, hung around for a while. Started kicking bass to my new rap style. The girls kicked off their shoes, no twist, just the woogie. And the band played the boogie. The band played the boogie. The band played the boogie. And the band played the boogie. 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 And the band played the boogie.
This is Mambo number 5. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number five.
We started that last set with the tune Willie and the Hand Jive, originally done by Johnny Otis. Here being covered by Ozzomalti from their new album, Precious to Me, an upcoming charity album in support of the Alliance for Children's Rights. Ozzomalti is an American rock band formed in 1995 in Los Angeles, where all the members met while attempting to form a workers' union. They are known both for their vocal activist viewpoints and incorporating a wide array of musical styles, including salsa, jazz, funk, reggae, hip-hop, and others. The group is also known for advocating foreign workers' rights and immigration reform. That song was followed by NW1's 1991 tune, The Band Played the Boogie, featuring UK rapper Born to Be. Who is NW1? The band was created by London-based producer Jeff Wilkinson alongside production partner Mel Simpson. Their tune samples Grant Green's Suki Suki, a dance floor song of the fast-growing jazz dance scene that was originally released on Blue Note Records. London's Kiss FM added The Band Played the Boogie to its playlist, and Wilkinson received a call summoning him to the EMI Records offices in London. Out of this meeting, Wilkinson was able to avoid a lawsuit. He was granted rights to the archives of Blue Note Records, and the band Us Three was born. The last song was Mambo No. 5, done by Lou Bega, who was a German singer. His 1999 song Mambo No. 5 is a remake of Perez Prado's 1949 instrumental piece. It reached number one in many European countries and was nominated for a Grammy Award. Bega added his own words to the song and sampled the original version extensively. Bega's musical signature sounds consist of combining musical elements of the 1940s and 50s with modern beats and grooves. Mambo No. 5 can be found on his A Little Bit of Mambo album. And for our next set, we're going to play three tunes by Dumpster Funk.
See, but somebody going to Manchu's? 100 chicken wings? All right. Better get 200. Rain coming, you know. Ow. Fried chicken. Some red beans and rice. Might be some yakami. Ow. Hot sauce is po' boy. Sound real nice. some bacon grease. It smell real nice. Somebody cooking a roux? Chop up some onions and some bell peppers. And a lot of garlic. We can't plan on kissing nobody tonight. Maybe they ate some too. It'll be alright. I was in New York. I went to Lombardi, had a slice of pizza. And I went to Peterloo and had a porterhouse. Forget about it. Went back down to New Orleans and got 100 pounds of boiled crawfish. You heard me? Every time I go and look into the mirror, I see some poking out. I'm afraid to say it's a part of me. Why does what taste so good not necessarily good for me? You know, I gotta watch my diet, you know. Whole wheat toast and 1% low-fat milk, you dig? And give me 2 pancakes. No, a waffle. Waffle.
Don't forget the syrup.
Yeah, I gotta watch my diet. But I'm still going to Giacomo's.
Giacomo's!
Yeah, Diamond Leases.
Diamond Leases!
Used to be a place called Oobla Stitches.
Oobla Stitches.
Yeah.
I know that place.
Yeah. Tommy's.
Yeah.
I was in L.A., I had an In-N-Out burger. Boy, that's the bomb.
Ooh.
I want some fries, fresh out the grease.
Come on now.
Yeah, brand new fries.
Brand new fries.
It's summertime, we'll stop at Hanson's, get 2 snowballs, cream of coconut, and some crushed pineapple.
Every time I go and look into the mirror,
do you really love me?
Tell me, baby.
Do Do you really need me?
I wanna know.
Do you really want me?
I got to know.
Do you really love me?
Everybody wants prostitutes, high-priced prostitution. Some of us needy, some are just greedy, trying to get our dues today. What we want, what we need, just let us play. Hey! Come on! Everybody wants some!
Everybody wants some!
Ah, everybody wants some! Well,
everybody wants some!
Ah, everybody wants some!
Wow, we just got dumpster funked by that funky band from New Orleans doing the title song Everybody Wants Some from their 2010 album, which also includes the previous two tunes, Greasy Groceries and Do Ya. Ivan Neville's band definitely carries on with that distinctive family musical style, the complex of syncopations developed from sudden bass lunges, chattering drums, hooting keyboard chords, and wah-wah guitar. Good old New Orleans funk. Well, this is it. The end of another fun audio adventure here on the TGIF show. And what better way to end out the show than with a musician who likes pushing musical boundaries, Miles Davis, doing a tune called Give It Up from his Rubber Band album. I hope you enjoyed this show and will join me again next week for another fun audio adventure here on the TGIF show. Until then, take care, be safe, and most importantly, keep it funky.